If you're like most people, staying active isn't the easiest thing to do in the depths of a cold Canadian winter. Sure, you can go for a walk or perhaps skate at the local rink when the weather is mild enough, but on those really miserable dark days, all many of us want to do is curl up by the fireplace with a good book or watch TV. But there are many great ways to fight cabin fever and stay active indoors. It will help you feel better both physically and mentally. To begin with, try increasing your level of activity around the home. If you don't want to invest in expensive exercise equipment, walk up and down the stairs a few times in your apartment block or house, or use soup cans or bottled water for lightweight exercises. Make a regular date with a friend to go walking, or to the local gym or swimming pool. Even an indoor climbing wall if hiking and climbing are your thing. The commitment is more likely to keep you motivated. If the social aspect of activity is what you most enjoy, however, consider dance classes. You'll benefit from a high level of aerobic activity and get out to meet people. But if you prefer to stay home, why not dance to a few songs on the radio? You might be surprised how much even a few minutes will raise your heart rate. There are now even great video dance games available that you can enjoy right at home and that give you a great workout. If you like to walk but are discouraged by cold and snow, an indoor mall walking club might be the solution for you. Some clubs even help you keep track of the distance you walk. For many of us, the workplace is where we spend most of our day. Even if what you do involves long hours sitting at a desk, you can easily incorporate physical activity into your work routine without it costing you much time. Here's Judith Down, director of the Alberta Center for Active Living.
Most workplaces have stairs that you can take instead of using the elevator, and that's one of the simplest ways to build physical activity into your day. Also, avoiding using emails to talk to coworkers is a good idea. Just walk over and talk to them instead. Another thing lots of people do is take an active break during their workday and go for a walk out of the office or even inside the building. Stretching at your desk is another possibility. Or if your office likes to go and do active fundraisers, or work in the community, you could think of doing something at the food bank with your work team.
The important thing to keep in mind with any form of physical activity is to stick with it. Make sure it's something you enjoy to begin with, but also work it into your daily routine so you don't have to remember to do it. Consider keeping a diary to track your progress, but be realistic about your goals. Remember, the weather can become just another easy excuse for not staying active. Follow these tips, and there's no need to let cabin fever get you down. This podcast was prepared by the Alberta Center for Active Living.